Welcome back. Tuesday morning, Up North News. I'm Pat Brightlow, along with the half-birthday boy, Luke Mathers. Not that he's half a boy.
It was yesterday. It was
half
yesterday.
A birthday. It's all we got. You didn't tip us off at the time. We couldn't have brought, you know, cupcakes with sparkles on them or whatever you give for a half birthday these days.
Just half cupcakes, actually. That's what I celebrated with dinner last night. Just half a cupcake.
Cupcakes. Yeah, you take the half that's frosting. I'll just take that tub of frosting, please, and save that dry cakey part. The Brewers were winners in LA against the Dodgers, 4-0. I have no memory of those last few runs. I saw the one run by Luis Urias. The others came in top of the ninth, I believe.
Yes.
And well past Grandpa's bedtime out there. But, they looked all right. I can't obviously get too excited because the Cardinals are on fire right now. And by the way, not only are they on fire with this winning streak that they're on, but they're doing so with their old hero having returned home, Albert Pujols, chasing 700 home runs. So everybody's rooting for this guy. What did he hit last night? 693, I believe.
I saw him hit 691 over the weekend, so that sounds correct.
Yeah, and then he had a couple more. So, I mean, he's been on a tear along with the team. And it kills every Brewers fan. It kills every Cubs fan that obviously they're division rivals, but this is Pujols is on his way out and he's not one of those, baseball villains. So, you kind of want to see, I want to see him get to 700 home runs. I just would like to see him do it in a loss day after day after day.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to root for. Maybe the Cubs fans, though, will, and just the team as a whole, will get behind the Brewers because they hate the Cardinals that much, and they'll just give us this three-game series coming up this weekend at Fan Field. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe.
I'm reading here, Keston Hira had another home run. Talk about somebody with a hot bat lately.
Yeah. And, second consecutive game, I believe, and it was in front of his folks. His parents were in the stands yesterday in Dodger Stadium.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Because again, we've got all these good components and I don't know if it's a Craig Counsell thing. It's certainly an injury thing. Like, Aaron Ashby's, the latest pitcher to go on the injured list. What is that right combination that is going to have them hitting? You were telling me Yelich, I noticed that too. Yeah. He didn't bat leadoff for the first time in
months since.
Yeah.
I want to say, it was close to around June. Counsell made the move to put Yelich back into the leadoff spot, which is what he had batted in the past. But then when he was batting so well, they put him third because you want that good bat when you got some potential runners on base. And so he was in the leadoff again for most of this season now and was facing a little bit of a slump, got moved into the third position slot again to see if the change would help. And he got a double that scored. So he got an RBI with his double in the top of the ninth yesterday, and they were able to put some insurance runs on the board and put the Dodgers away that way.
So they will do it again tonight. Again, first pitch is at 9:10 Central Time.
Oof-da.
It really is. Although I will say that, and I've done this, for a very long time, I in some ways I kind of look forward to the West Coast ball games. At least there's times when you kind of want to stay up later. In my case, especially doing working two jobs now, there's a lot to do. So I will sit here and peek out at the TV, till well. And at some point, I don't remember when it was, 10:30, 10:45, I finally pushed myself away from the desk and I thought that's probably a long enough work day. I'm starting to, forget my name or whatever the case may be. But I still do. I still don't mind, West Coast baseball once in a while. It's something that it's still relatively new in that you can get it, on an everyday basis. Again, it's time for Grandpa to tell another story. When we were kids, the only way you were going to listen to your team if they were out west was hopefully find an AM radio station with an amazing signal, which was pretty near impossible given that thing called the Rocky Mountains. So you were, if you didn't get your local affiliate to have your team's game, you probably didn't get a lot of West Coast baseball. Now, I am a huge proponent of local radio. I love what we're doing here on WXCO in Wausau. And in the early days of satellite radio, it would have been blasphemy to even talk about it. But as I've been talking to some old radio colleagues of mine, we understand this is the world that we live in now. It's not like satellite radio is going to go away. So we're going to talk about that while also saying local radio is the thing that continues to provide that hometown information. So with that disclaimer set aside, I will never forget my first year in the legislature. I treated myself to a Sirius XM receiver in the car. And it was one of my first drives to or from Madison, between Madison and Chippewa Falls, realizing that they had all of the baseball games. Excuse me, got to take a little drink here.
It's incredible, though, how the selection of games that you can get then that way.
They were all there. And so imagine my joy in driving back late one night and realizing I could hear Dodger baseball. I could hear the Padres. I really enjoyed the announcers. They're not just, your Vin Scullys, but what's Jerry's last name? The legendary San Diego Padres announcer. And he was unlike anything I'd ever heard before. And then of course all the other cities as well. So that part I've really enjoyed. Yes, now on TV where we get, 5,000 channels and on demand on your computer, you can get, games from just about everywhere. But when it was brand new and you didn't have to hear it through AM static or anything like that, that was especially sweet. And how ironic it is now that in this era with about 5,000 channels, and there seems to be nothing you can't find unless your team is playing on one of those stupid streaming services, like when the Brewers have had to play games on Apple TV, or sometimes it's been on YouTube TV. Look, we followed it from AM, into TV. We followed into satellite radio, and we'd love when games are online and you can put them on your computer screen. But now all the streaming services, which... First off, you have to find them. And then second, you may have to pay for them, or you may have at least to give all your information over so that you can listen or watch the game. We are so fractured now from a media standpoint. There aren't nearly as many of those universal gathering places as there was when we all just had to gather around a radio and listen to a ball game. That's unfortunate. It's what we live in now, and we have to make those decisions of whether to get every single streaming service out there or draw the line someplace and say, I might miss the game today, but I'm going to catch a good little show here on my local hometown station. And thank you for doing that this morning. We hope you'll do it again in our next hour. We'll be back. You're up north.